We're going to Britain now, where MPs in Westminster have been holding a passionate debate on a bill to legalise assisted dying in England and Wales. The proposals have divided Parliament and MPs have been given a free vote, meaning they can vote their conscience. Let's hear a flavour of that debate in the House of Commons. Conservative MP Kit Malthouse is co-sponsoring the bill.
The deathbed for far too many is a place of misery, torture and degradation, a rain of blood and vomit and tears. I see no compassion and beauty in that, only profound human suffering. And in 10 years of campaigning on this issue, I've spent many, many hours with dying and bereaved people that have time and time again reinforced me of that view. Whatever happens to the bill today, people with terminal illness will still take their lives. If the bill falls today, we are consigning those people to take their lives in brutal, violent ways, as they are doing at the moment, or for increasing numbers of our fellow citizens to make the trip to Switzerland if they can afford it.
And Liberal Democrat MP Tim Farron spoke against the proposals.
An observation made to me by one senior oncologist just last week was that there are fewer, more stressful situations in a person's life than to be given a terminal diagnosis. I remember being with my mum as she was given hers. To be told, you are going to die. She then, the oncologist in question, explained that amongst terminally ill people, there is a vast amount of severe but undiagnosed depression and psychological illness, similar but distinct from the danger of self-coercion. There is nothing in this bill, nothing in this bill to safeguard against people who suffer like this from choosing to die before their time. Yet in so many cases, it will actually be people's mental health leading them to choose to die and not mainly their physical condition. We simply cannot be all right with this.
Tim Farron there speaking in the House of Commons. We're joined now by the political editor of the Financial Times, George Parker. George, this long debate has shown that the MPs are really conflicted on this issue.
Yeah, it's one of those real parliamentary occasions where people's emotions are running high. You speak to MPs who've made up their mind, changed their mind. It's been really difficult to call.
George, we're having a bit of difficulty in hearing you. Your line is breaking up a bit. So I think what we're going to do is we'll take a break and we'll come right back to you.
Make it a Christmas party to remember at Dunn's Stores, with 20% off a fantastic range of wine and champagne. And mix and match 3 for 2 on over 100 party food options. Whether you want crispy tempura prawns, elf bao buns, or a selection of indulgent cheeses, whatever you want from your Christmas shop, you'll find it in our aisles, fridges and freezers. Plus, you can save again at the till with a 10 or 50 grocery voucher. Make Christmas for everyone with Dunn's Stores. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used in the next grocery shop of €50 or more. Voucher excludes alcohol. Please drink sensibly.
Buying things online is super handy. A few clicks and it's done. But it can leave us open to fraudsters and scam artists. And they can pack a serious sting. The FraudSmart Scam Checker is an easy way to check whether the site you're using is legit. It's a free website that's easy to use. Use it before you purchase anything online and avoid getting stung. Don't get stung online. Visit the FraudSmart Scam Checker at scamchecker.ie.
We don't have a Christmas tree. We just have the little plastic one that Mum puts on the windowsill. There's no room for anything else.
This will be the second Christmas that Emma and her family have spent in homelessness. Please, children in homelessness can't wait any longer. Go to focusireland.ie and donate whatever you can.
RTE Radio 1. Will you
still love me? Lana Del Rey. Live in concert. UK and Ireland Tour 2025. See Lana Del Rey at Aviva Stadium, Dublin on June 30th. Tickets available.